Action item number nine, discussion and possible action on Texas Competitive Electric Holdings Company LLC new bond issuance. John Hawes.
Thank you again. The bad news is that was the shortest of the three resolutions that we will do. These next two items, and let me give you a little background. I know some of y'all who have been here remember this. From time to time, we have been asked by what was formerly TXU, now Texas Competitive Electric Holdings, the successor to TXU, and in the past, what was formerly either Houston Lighting Power or CenterPoint or Reliant or whoever, the two big utility companies, to issue bonds in our name on their behalf to fund a part of the projects that they have. As being a, they cannot issue tax-exempt debt in their name, but we can, and so therefore we issue it in our name. It is their credit. It's based on their credit. It's absolutely their obligation to repay it. We have no financial or legal obligations for the debt, but we issue it in our name. And in fact, to date, we have some $1.3 billion of debt outstanding for the TXU organization, what was formerly the TXU organization, now Texas Competitive Electric Holdings, and another $800 million outstanding for what was the Reliant, Houston Lighting and Power, NRG, or whatever organization. So we've issued well over $2 billion of this in the past. What the Brazos River Authority receives in doing it is we receive a fee from them as part of that issuance in a structure that it was set out sometime before on new issuances. And what we have today, we have two agenda items. One is for new issue items, what we call new money items, for two projects that they are working on at this point. One, the Oak Grove project in Robertson County, and one is the Sandow. These are two new generating facilities. And each, on the new money one, each one is $50 million each. And then this other one is a refunding where they've got a bond issue outstanding of some 60-some-odd million dollars of 2001 bond issue outstanding that they're looking at perhaps. It's a variable rate issuance, and they're looking at perhaps refunding that, getting more favorable terms. And they have to get, of course, our approval for both things. So that is the sort of the context of these next two items. And I'll be happy to answer any questions. Again, Mark Malvo, representing McCall Parkhurst, our bond counsel, who wrote these resolutions, and then also representative from Texas Competitive Electric Holdings is here, too, and will collectively answer any questions you all might have about this. But this is a continuation of what has sometimes been referred to as pollution control bonds, things like that. There's a portion of a project that's eligible for tax-exempt financing, not the entire project, but the stuff associated with pollution control and various environmental types of things that they can get tax-exempt financing for, and that's what this represents. It's just a portion of a multi-billion dollar project that they have. So,
any questions?
John?
Yes.
We have an additional contract with them so that they pay us a fee as well as when those bonds are repaid?
Yes, we receive a fee up front at closing if those bonds are sold. Now, I might add that the approval of this resolution doesn't guarantee the bonds will be sold. That will be at the discretion of Texas Competitive Electric Holdings and the market conditions. We've had instances where you all have approved resolutions and they've not sold the bonds because the markets, you know, were not such that they chose to do so. So this just authorizes them to do so. And if they do close the deal, then we will receive our fee. And as far as the economics of it, in the case of being new money, which is what this first resolution is about, this $100 million, and by the way, it's broken down into sort of two $50 million projects, but it's $100 million that they're asking for approval for those two $50 million projects, we would receive 75 basis points if those were issued in that full amount, which, of course, would be $750,000 if they were to issue all $100 million of that.
Is that recognized as other income?
And we haven't had any of that in the last year or two. We did have a lot of it a few years back because of the particular environment. There hasn't been that much activity in this recently. So And then the other issuance, the refunding issuance, the fee that has been negotiated and approved by the board and prior is a lower amount. It's only 12.5 basis points if it's a refunding bond. We would have originally gotten the higher amount when it first was issued, but refunding bonds get a lower amount. So that's really the function. So if they were to issue, to give you an idea, if they were to issue all of what you're authorizing here, again, $750,000 for this one and the other one at 12.5 basis points is another so ten, you know, it's let's see, 12.5 basis points times the, I think the other one was 60 million, I believe. So it's another 70-something thousand dollars or something like that if they were to issue all of that on the refunding side. Anyway, any other questions? Otherwise, I apologize. This is a fairly lengthy resolution, as will the following one, but I'll.
How about it?
Anything else? Okay. Okay. The following resolution is presented for consideration of the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption. It's April 27th, 2009 meeting. Actually, it should be April 28th, 2009 meeting, I believe at the time that was written. But whereas the Board of Directors, the Board of the Brazos River Authority, in parentheses, the authority, close parentheses, has determined to authorize the issuance of its revenue bonds, in parentheses, the bonds, close parentheses, in an amount not to exceed $100 million in accordance with the provisions of Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code, Chapter 30, Texas Water Code, as amended, and Chapter 8502, Texas Special District Local Laws Code, parentheses, collectively the Acts, close parentheses, and whereas the Board has determined that it is necessary and advisable in connection with each series of bonds to authorize the execution of an installment sale and bond amortization agreement, parentheses, the agreement, close parentheses, between the authority and the Texas Competitive Electric Holdings Company, LLC, or any of its subsidiaries or legal affiliates, parentheses, collectively the company, close parentheses, in connection with the issuance of the bonds. And whereas each agreement will be executed to provide for the issuance of the bonds, which will provide funds to acquire, construct, and approve certain sewage and solid waste collection, control, and disposal equipment and facilities located, based at, or used in connection with, I, the Oak Grove Electric Generating Plant, in parentheses, Oak Grove, close parentheses, in Robertson County, Texas, and or 2I, Sandow Electric Generating Plant Project Unit Number 5 in Milam County, Texas, parentheses, collectively the project, close parentheses. And whereas, in connection with the issuance of the bonds, the issuer has determined that the project is designed to achieve a vital public purpose to benefit and protect the health, general welfare, and property of the general public, and that the legislature of the state of Texas, through the acts, has provided and determined that it is the policy of the state of Texas and in the purpose of the acts that the resources of the state of Texas be safeguarded from pollution, and that the issuer, by carrying out the purposes of the acts and performing an essential public function under the Texas Constitution, specifically Article XVI, Section 59A thereof. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority. Section 1, the recitals hereof are incorporated in or made a part hereof for all purposes. Section 2, to provide funds for the acquisition, construction, and improvement of the project, which in accordance with the agreement will be conveyed to the company or the company's designee, in parentheses, the user, close parentheses, in the manner set forth in the agreement. There shall be and are hereby authorized to be issued the bonds in an aggregate principal amount not to exceed $100 million, with no more bonds than I, $50 million, to be issued for facilities at Oak Grove, and 2I, $50 million, for facilities at Sandow. Section 3. Each series of the bonds shall be issued in accordance with a trust indenture, parentheses, the indenture, close parentheses, by and between the issuer and the Bank of New York as trustee, parentheses, the trustee, close parentheses, the form of which has been presented to the board, and the agreement, the form of which has been presented to the board, shall provide for the source of payment of the bonds, to wit, the installment payments to be made by the company, as further provided for in Section 7 hereof, or its assignee hereunder, thereunder. Section 4. The form, terms, and provisions of the indenture, the bonds, in parentheses, the form of which is contained in the indenture, close parentheses, and the agreement are hereby authorized and approved, and the presiding officer and the vice presiding officer of the issuer are hereby severally authorized to execute and deliver the indenture, the bonds, and the agreement on behalf of the issuer with the changes therein as the officers executing the same may approve. Such approval to be conclusively evidenced by the execution thereof, and the secretary and any assistant secretary of the issuer are hereby severally authorized to attest such signatures. Section 5, the bonds shall be in the form prescribed in the indenture. The bonds may mature from time to time, provided that no bond shall mature later than 40 years after its dated date. The bond shall bear interest at a rate not exceeding 15% per annum. Section 6, in connection with the offering of the bonds, the board authorizes the use of a preliminary official statement and an official statement, collectively the official statement, close parentheses, with respect to the bonds, and authorizes the use of the information pertaining to the issuer therein in substantially the form that has been presented to the board at the meeting at which the resolution was adopted, provided that by the adoption of this resolution, the issuer does not accept responsibility for the content of the official statement, except for the information specifically approved by this Section 6 for use therein. Section 7, the board hereby appoints each of the presiding officer, the general manager, and the chief financial officer of the issuer to represent the issuer for purposes of taking any action that may lawfully be taken by the board's appointee with respect to the indenture, the agreement, and the underwriting agreement, parentheses, the underwriting agreement, close parentheses, to be entered into to provide for the sale of the bonds, in parentheses, in the capacity of representatives of the board. Hereunder, the presiding officer, the general manager, and the chief financial officer shall each be referred to as a issuer representative, close parentheses. The issuer representative is hereby designated as the agent of the issuer for the purpose of selling the bonds and determining the price at which the bonds shall be sold, provided that the bonds shall not be sold at a price that is less than 95% of the par amount thereof. The issuer representative shall sell the bonds through negotiation in cooperation with the company, and the sale of the bonds shall be evidenced by an issuer representative executing the underwriting agreement. Subject to any restrictions contained in this Section 7 and the provisions of Sections 2 and 5 hereof, the issuer representative is authorized to approve on behalf of the board the following matters with respect to the bonds. A, the series designation or designations and the date or dates of the bonds and the agreement, the indenture, and other bond documents. B, the initial interest rate mode for the bonds. C, the principal amount and maturity date or dates of the bonds. D, if any of the bonds shall be subject to redemption prior to maturity, the dates, price, and terms upon which and at which the bond shall be so subject to redemption. E, whether the bond shall be secured by a credit agreement or policy of bond insurance. F, the counterparty or counterparties to the agreement, provided that such entities shall be subsidiaries or legal affiliates of the company. G, which one or more of the projects that shall be financed with a series of the bonds and the amount of each project to be so financed. And H, any other matters relating to the bonds that require the approval of or action by the issuer or the issuer representative acting on behalf of the issuer to the extent permitted by law. The determinations of the issuer representative that are made in accordance with Section 7 shall be specified in a certificate of an issuer representative. The issuer representative shall approve such changes to the official statement, the indenture, and the agreement as he or she may deem necessary and appropriate to accomplish the foregoing. Section 8, the officers, employees, and agents of the issuer, and each of them shall be, and each is expressly authorized and empowered from time to time, at any time to do and perform all acts and things to execute, acknowledge, and deliver in the name and under the corporate seal if necessary, and on behalf of the issuer, all certificates, financing statements, instruments, and other papers, whether or not herein mentioned, as they may determine to be necessary or desirable in order to carry out the terms and provisions of this resolution, as well as the terms and provisions of the indenture, the agreement, and the underwriting agreement, the determination to be conclusively evidenced by the performance of the acts and the things and the execution of any such certificate, financing statement, or other instrument. Section 9. It shall be the duty of the issuer representative to deliver the bonds to the Attorney General of Texas for examination and approval by the Attorney General. After the bonds are approved by the Attorney General, they shall be delivered to the Comptroller of Public Accounts and of the State of Texas for registration. Upon registration of the bonds, the Comptroller of Public Accounts, parentheses, or the designated deputy thereof, close parentheses, shall manually sign the Comptroller's certificate of registration prescribed in the indenture to be attached to each of the bonds to be initially delivered to the purchaser or purchasers thereof, in parentheses, the underwriter, close parentheses, and the seal of the comptroller shall be affixed thereto. Section 10, the issuer representative is authorized to deliver to the trustee written instructions for the delivery of the bonds to the underwriter upon payment of the purchase price thereof and for the use and application of the bond proceeds and any other funds contributed by the company or any other user for the purposes for the purpose of financing the project. Section 11. The board may designate from time to time other officers or employees of the issuer to act as the issuer representative, the designation to be evidenced by a certificate filed with the trustee and the company. Section 12. The board hereby authorizes the general manager or his designee to serve as hearing officer for purposes of holding a public hearing if required by applicable provisions of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 relative to the issuance of the bonds and the project. The board requests that the Attorney General approve the issuance of the bonds pursuant to Section 147F of the Internal Revenue Code for the purpose of such section. Section 13, the issuance of the bonds in accordance with the indenture and this resolution is hereby authorized. The resolution shall be effective from the date of adoption by the board. Upon the adoption thereof, this resolution shall constitute the sole act of the board with respect to the issuance of the bonds and the other matters set forth herein. Section 14, the board hereby directs that the persons acting in the capacity of the issuer representative from time to time shall represent the issuer for purposes of taking any action that may lawfully be taken by the issuer with respect to the conversions of the interest rate determination method for the bonds, including without limitation the use of alternative redemption provisions in connection with any remarketings of the bonds as may be elected by the company in accordance with the terms and provisions of the indenture. With the exception of the delegation made by the issuer representatives in Section 14, while the bonds are outstanding, all other delegations made to the issuer representative in this resolution shall, unless reviewed by the board, expire on April the 30th, 2010.
Well done, John. You've heard a reading of the resolution. The chair will now entertain a motion to adopt. Motion by Sloan, seconded by Barr. Please poll the board. Yes.
Director Johnson.
Yes.
Director Adams.
Yes.
Director Barr.
Yes.
Director Bell.
Yes.
Director Bell.
Yes.
Director Breeden.
Aye.
Director Christian.
Yes.
Director Kilgore.
Yes.
Director Lantrop.
Yes.
Director Mackey.
Yes.
Director Moore.
Yes.
Director Scott.
Yes.
Director Sloan.
Yes.
Director Steinmetz.
Yes.
Director Tesh.
Yes.